Tickets, please have your tickets ready.
Children under 5 must wear a suit.
And then children first. Seasickness makes me so nauseous.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the Dreamboat Podcast. I'm Scott, and with me, as always, is my co-host.
Connor, that's me.
Co-captain, even. And we are here to delve into your sleep movies that happen in your brain. We're going to tell you the narrative of your sleep movies that you have every night, and we're gonna spoil them for you. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, and it's 100% guaranteed exactly what they mean.
100% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
We take zero license here. Very serious business. We've been doing it for, 9 episodes. Experts. This is episode 10. Hey.
Yeah, no, we've put 10 hours of dream analysis into our lives and yours, I hope too, dear listener.
So we hope you enjoyed our little diversion last week into the movies. Let us know what you thought. We'd love some feedback. Hit us up on the old Gmail, dreamboatpodcast@gmail.com, or you can give us a tweet, dreamboatcast, or find us on the Facebook.
That's right.
Give us a hoot, give us a holler, give us a hoot and holler.
I want a hoot. That sounds like a hoot nanny. So we've been getting some wonderful submissions, which is how we do this, and we've received quite a few actually this week, right, Connor?
Yeah, keep them rolling in. Yeah, it's really great to see people sending stuff and really kind of getting involved in this, kind of becoming a little community here.
Oh, dude, what if we like tweeted at celebrities and like quasi celebrities and tried to ask them to give us their dreams, like.
Give me
just
your dream.
Harass Nicolas Cage on Twitter until he gives me one of his dreams.
I mean, we kind of...
Can we handle a Nick Cage dream?
We already talked a little bit about Jerry and Brittany. Maybe we'll see if they'll...
they'll give us some of theirs.
Throw us a bone. No, I think that's a great idea. I'm not the greatest Twitter man myself, Twitterman.
I don't think I'm a good Twitterman either, but I can abuse celebrities if I need to.
Hey.
Just, I mean, all done. Harass them on the internet or for dreams.
Yeah. Speaking of dreams,
to do to people.
Maybe we should jump right on into that voodoo that we do, not like doo-doo. Sorry, I think of where I'm to do it. That was bad. So yeah, this first dream here comes at us from our boy Double D, Devin Diaz here. Nobody? No Ed and Eddie? No, Double D? Not feeling it, Scott? Anyway, Devin sends us this dream entitled, I Dream of Shadow King. Ooh. And it goes a little something like this. So, Devin writes, this one starts in such a way that I assume most dreams do. I'm in full cowboy garb, getting ready to take the sky train into the city so I can compete in the spelling bee.
Yes!
I'm planning to meet my sister Dallas, who's also competing and in cowboy garb, on board the train. Before I leave, I run into my mother, who's not in cowboy garb, at the train station. Before I can say hello to her, she tells me that she doesn't care that I'm in the spelling bee, but only cares that my sister is there and competing and is here to support only her, even though they currently aren't talking. So, I leave her behind to meet my sister on the train. And along the way, the train car fills up with people that I'd recognize from a Facebook group I'm loosely associated with. Suddenly, we realize that one of the passengers in this car is possessed by the Shadow King from X-Men comics and more recently, Legion TV show on FX. So we all work together to rid this dude of the Shadow King's influence. And it works, but he keeps on getting possessed. And finally, after multiple back and forth between the real world and the astral plane, I hate it when you're always, God, back and forth between the real world and the astral plane. Finally, we rid him of the Shadow King. But just before I wake up from this, we realize that the Shadow King has now possessed someone else entirely. Needless to say, it was spooky.
Damn, dude. Cowboy get-ups for the spelling bee? Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want to go to the Cowboy Spelling Bee. Tarnation. T A R N A. So.
Could you use that in a sentence, please? Can I get the country of origin?
So wow. Okay, so just real quick, cliff notes. Getting on the train with your cowboy style, mm-hmm. trying to go to the spelling bee
mm-hmm.
with your sister. Running to mom. Ma says she's there for the sister.
Yeah.
In the spelling bee, was that what that was? That seems kind of weird. So it's like he's there already as the underdog, and then
even amongst his own
even
family.
On the. Amongst his own family in this dream. And then on the way to the spelling bee, just on the train, they never even make it to the spelling bee because it's hijacked by dark forces.
Maybe they were late. So, I don't know. Doesn't say.
I can't look up spelling bee in my ancient Arabic dictionary of dream terms. Maybe I can. I don't know.
I have a feeling you probably won't.
How crazy, though. Okay, Sherbert Salesman is in here, but not Spelling Bee.
Okay.
There's gonna be a chance. Hold on. LMNOPO. Okay. Wow.
Lay it on me. What does it say?
Okay, if one speaks or spells something out that is supposed to remain secret in a dream, it may mean reaching an elevated position, gaining respect for one's words and opinions, or it could mean speaking publicly about one's charities. So the spelling bee, I think, is actually a pretty big symbol in this one as well.
Mm-hmm. So it's maybe like
about dominion over the word, getting, you know, a firm grasp on a concept. So this is you trying to prove that you have a firm grasp on some kind of concept.
I think,
right?
I think that or like, you know, standing up and speaking your truth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one too. I actually prefer that. So you're in a situation here where you're trying to stand up and speak your truth, and you're all dressed up for it.
So,
and
to dream you are a cowboy suggests that you yearn for the ability to live on your own. It's kind of like to do your own thing, which I think as far as connecting it with how we're interpreting the idea of a spelling bee, of living your truth, living on your own, you know, to borrow perhaps a Fleetwood Mac-ism, to go your own way.
Go your own way?
Go your own way.
So Winnebagos and cowboys mean the same thing in dreams, I guess, because we've had that same definition before. Do you remember?
About which?
Wanting to live on your own, being independent.
It was a different symbol.
Cowboys and Winnebagos, different symbols, same definition. That's all I'm saying.
What about a cowboy and a Winnebago? But we're getting off track. Let's stick to Double D's dream.
Okay, so what does it mean if you're hanging out with your sister? Let's see if that means anything, or is that just family?
I think what's interesting, because I feel like they're pretty close. He and his sister,
so
who happened to know this gentleman, and happened to know his sister as well.
We go way back. But, so what would be the next symbol to tackle here? Because Shadow King, I doubt, is going to have a big Googleable.
Well, I think we're going to have to get a little more general, the idea of, like, being possessed or an evil spirit. So I bet there's probably something there in your dream interpretation book.
Ooh. Yeah, let's see. Evil spirits?
I mean, if they had spelling bee.
They had spelling words out. Yeah, I'm becoming very impressed with this book.
Now,
this is a good book.
When your mom makes a pit stop in your old subconscious, it can mean that you're trying to make contact with the nurturing aspect of your own character. Since mothers often symbolize comfort in our minds, dealing with your dream mom may mean that you're looking for guidance or comfort in the world. Also, seeing your mother can mean you have a problem freeing yourself from your mother's influence. Which is interesting, because that kind of goes along not only with the idea of this cowboy outfit, of you like wanting to do things your own way, you wanting to live your own way, and perhaps, you know, breaking out of, I mean, even whether they're true or not, you have an idea of what your parents' expectations for you may be.
So, hold on, lay that on me one more time.
So, seeing your mother can mean you may have a problem freeing yourself from your mother's influence, which to me tracks pretty well with the ideas of the cowboy, as well as the spelling bee, like standing up and speaking, spelling out your truth.
Huh, and that's cool, because dreaming of demonic possession may mean a depressed mind, but it can also mean you're facing life's frustrations. So that one's not necessarily negative. It just means that you're, you know, you're having the courage to look this contentious stuff in the face.
And it happens over and over again.
And it happens over and over again, but your friends from your vague Facebook group are there to help you, you know, surmount it. You got your friends with you.
Yeah, crowdsource some community there.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty terrifying, and it looks like it took you guys a lot of effort to cast this Marvel evil away from the people on the train here, but overall, I think this is a pretty positive dream.
Mm-hmm.
Not seeing too much negative. I'm seeing a lot of, like, you know, the road's rough, but I'm also seeing a lot of, boy, cowboy, you could probably handle it.
Well, like, I think what I'm seeing is, like, you got to blaze your own trail here. And you're going to keep facing these issues, and then the Shadow King will keep coming back in one aspect or another, in dealing with one situation or another, in dealing with one person or another. But damn it, like, you gotta put on your chaps, your spurs, and your 10-gallon hat, and go, like, pioneer the wild country, you know what I'm saying? In your own way.
Sorry, I just had go your own way.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I saw that little head bob there.
Huh.
Now, also it says,
what?
It's dreams about your sibling. I don't think this really tracks, but dreaming of your brother and sister usually directly relates to an aspect of your relationship with them. Or it may represent some jealousy that you felt that never went away, but which could be possible as well. I'm not at liberty to speak on somebody else's sibling relationships.
And that is a spelling bee between siblings. That's always a really intense rivalry.
Yeah.
Unless it isn't. Spelling bees are serious shit.
I mean, there's siblings in all kinds of sports. You know, whether it's the Gasol brothers in the NBA or, like, the Williams sisters in tennis.
So I'm a little perplexed here. I try and look up like spirits, evil, and nothing in the book. Try and look up spirits, and it's like alcohol. No, that's not what I'm doing. I look up evil. The only definitions it's got for evil sound is the braying of a donkey and evil spirits, donkey.
So what? Like, you can only have.
Is there some cultural association between evil spirits and donkeys in other countries?
Yeah,
here?
I'm not sure.
Like, should I look up donkey and see what the donkey factors into this?
I mean, I'm curious. I don't know exactly what it means in this context, but.
Holy moly. There's a lot here on donkeys. I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll save that for when someone writes
we'll
in about donkeys.
Save that for the donkey dream. Yeah, wow. Good
to so. Know. One explanation for an evil spirit in a dream points to a dreamer's ambitiousness and thirst for power. If the images make you feel scared, maybe you fell under the influence of a very powerful, forceful personality, and you have to play by their rules.
Ooh.
Or seeing an evil spirit in a dream means that in reality you are feeling terror, fatigue, or despair.
See, now it's getting less good. When it started out, it seemed much more independent, but now that... I just mean my definition of the spirit possession was a little bit more.
But here's the other thing. This is very particular. This is the Shadow King. This is a bad guy. Like, archetypical bad guy. Like,
do you watch Legion?
Superhero. I don't.
Okay, but I don't know what he's from other than that.
He's in, you know, he's a Marvel character. I looked him up here on the wiki. Sorry, folks. I know I just lost a lot of cred right there. But as far as it being like good guys versus bad guys, he's a bad guy. I think in this term, like in this dream here, Double D sees himself as the good guy, as the cowboy. When you think of like the Western, you think of the cowboy, they're the hero. They're going their own way, doing their own thing. And I think this has, again, going back to my thesis, if you want my 2 cents here, you're blazing your own trail and you're going to keep coming up with adversity one after the other. And just got to keep on galloping, keep on trucking, figuring out how you want to do things your way. You can have it your way. At the Shadow King. Is it Burger King? I forget.
We just received a cease and desist from Burger King.
Oh, no.
I do not want to be associated with the Dream Boat podcast.
No.
Try the new Boat Dream Burger.
Almost like
for a limited time only.
That one place, Boardstrom's.
Don't.
I know. I'm tempting fate.
Sword Drums. Okay.
Sword Drums. What does it mean when I dream about sword drums? Well, Double D, I hope that.
Yeah, I hope we helped out a little bit, man. Helpful.
But keep them coming. When I go to the next spelling bee, I can get my cowboy outfit together in time.
Yeah, man, I'm hosting the next.
Taking the SkyTrain.
Cowboy spelling bee. I have another submission from a Isaac Neely.
All right.
Monsieur Isaac Neely. And I'm going to I'm going to just dictate it verbatim because I love all of this.
Yeah,
ready?
We're getting a lot of we used to work with both of these fine gentlemen. We're getting a lot
this
of old coworker Safe. Submissions. Thanks, guys. We
guarded lives together back in the day. So this says for Scott and the other guy.
I'm
in a room. The room is similar to what you might think of for a living room or a sitting room, but with the walls and the floor made of stone. There's a wooden table, and it's plain wood and dark brown like out of a video game. The room feels old, like a few centuries old, maybe older. And I'm looking across the width of the room, 20 or 30 feet, and in my hands are ceramics. So plates and cups and bowls, etc., and I have a need to throw them as hard as I can. And they break, and I continue to throw more, not knowing where they come from. And suddenly, the pieces rise from the ground and reform into the original objects they made up. I feel fear, and the objects rush back towards me, but do not hurt me. And I look down the length of the room, and there's a mummy still in its sarcophagus, rising to stand upright. And I try to throw the objects again, but they do not break. They simply float over the mummy. And I throw harder, and it's the same result. The mummy starts to radiate black, I think. ? And I feel myself slightly lifted in the air. I keep throwing and then I wake up. Dang.
Whoa. Got a lot going on there.
Yeah, that's actually kind of scary. Like, I'm a little scared from that. I don't like mummies in, like, non-The Mummy Returns movies context. Like, if it doesn't have George of the Jungle running around. What's that actor's name? I don't like mummies. I think they're a little spooky.
Brendan Fraser,
of course. Okay, let's dive into this. So ceramics. And we've talked about that kind of like slogging physics effect that happens in dreams, right?
Right.
That was last time.
Right, with fighting and...
running.
Molasses.
Throwing now, too. We get to add to that. The molasses effect. Okay, ceramics.
Ceramic products in your dream predict that soon you will have an opportunity to go on a long journey. That's very bizarre.
What? What?
Broken ceramic jug is a sign that your carelessness will lead to unpleasant consequences and can cause a dangerous situation. Oh my.
Well, I'm getting none of that. I'm getting, in a dream, a drinking cup represents a woman or a son or a servant.
If you were not able to keep a ceramic cup in your hands and it broke, the dream bodes possible misunderstanding with a partner, which can lead to an unpleasant quarrel Ceramic sanitary ware is the prediction of life changes which you are ready for now.
Wow, I'm actually getting some really, really bad omens for cups breaking. Like, specifically.
Okay, lay it on.
Well, they're very specific instances of, like, if the cup falls and water spills out but it does not break, it means this. Like, it's very specific.
It doesn't sound like there's any liquid in any of these ceramics.
Yeah, that's good, because a filled cup in a dream represents a pregnant woman, and if the water disappears in the dream, it means that she will give birth to a new child. A broken glass in a dream means death. But it keeps coming back.
Yeah, it keeps fixing itself. So maybe, like, second chances.
Yeah, I don't think... I think this is just, like, a cup, too, from, like, my ancient Arabic dream manual. Well, maybe ceramics in general is, like, a little more complex than that. I'm gonna see if I can... Because I don't think this is... Well, it was a mummy. Yeah, death. Shit.
But one thing I was seeing is this prediction of life changes. So maybe there's a lot of things shifting around in your life right now. It sounds very general, like, for a dream analysis, but...
Maybe we should try and freestyle this one, then, for a little bit, yeah. Even though we have some...
That sounds good. So a stone room. Now...
Ancient stone room.
I have heard, and in some ways experienced, like, back when I took that class in college, that at least in what they consider, you know, the non-ordinary states of consciousness, and that dream world, or that what they sometimes call the lower world, or the shamanic state of consciousness, that these rooms or these places can somehow be different aspects of what's inside of you, like inside of your heart, for example. And I don't know if, like, a stone room maybe is representing a certain aspect of yourself that, you're...
What's that room mean? What does the stone room represent?
Yeah, I guess that's the open-ended question here. That's not the question, I suppose, for us to answer. But...
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then there are these...
Whoa.
Objects appearing, right? Cups appearing. Ceramics, which I think of, like, what plates and jugs and vases. and just having the impulse to break a thing. Right? Is this what it read?
Mm-hmm.
Pull it up in my Gmail too. Like, you just, like,
having the impulse and then following up on that impulse and throwing things that shatter and then reconstitute and float back without harming him.
Yeah.
Man, this is a trippy one.
And, like, they're just apparating, like, not knowing where they come from. And it seems like you break a bunch of these and all of a sudden they, like... Oh, but they then reform. The object, and they come rushing back. Like, they throw
but
themselves back at
mm-hmm.
you.
Weird.
Kind of like they want to teach you a lesson, right? They don't actually hurt you, but you think they're gonna, because you feel the fear. And you're like, oh, shit, I'm about to get hit with all these vases, cups, and everything. So... When I think of, like, throwing things just to break them, I think of either breaking things out of anger, or alternatively, I think of breaking things out of, like, boredom. I think of, like an adolescent idea, something that I know I did as a kid, where I'd just be really bored. I would just, like, want to break some shit or, like, light some shit on fire because I was bored.
You just love to do it when you're a kid. Yeah, it's the best thing to do.
And I'm not saying that this is, like, a childish impulse, but perhaps it has something to do with feeling bored or unsettled and, like, needing something to do, and then feeling a repercussion of that with these things, like, coming back to get you.
See, I know this is us analyzing someone else's dream, but just reading it out loud, my general vibe, like, what I felt the whole time, was like a trapped kind of vibe. It's like I'm in a stone old, almost like a dungeon, it sounded like. Right,
right? Perhaps even centuries old, right? There's a mummy in the sarcophagus. Like, the mummy never came out.
And it just sounded really spooky and like I didn't want to be that. Why would I be there? And then the idea of throwing these ceramics, even if it's not expressed in this dream here, that would be what I would do too if I was someplace I didn't want to be. I'd be smashing everything trying to get out. So it almost sounds like...
Well, I don't know if it was smashing things to get out.
To get out, but to test the bounds of this prison, I guess. I don't know.
In your book, Scott, what does the color black represent? Because the mummy begins to radiate black energy. It begins to radiate black, and he feels lifted in the air, which is interesting, even though he keeps throwing these things.
Wow, not what I expected. Color black in a dream means prosperity and happiness. In a dream, everything black represents money, dominion, and power, particularly for those who are used to wearing black.
Interesting.
Oh, Isaac wears black. Otherwise, as for those who are not used to wearing black garments, wearing it in a dream means sorrow. What?
Okay, so it's either like money, power, prosperity, or just despair.
It's contingent on your waking life wardrobe. What black means in your dream.
That's interesting.
In this case... That's the weirder thing. But in this case, it means good things coming out of a mummy.
I suppose. I would leave that option up to Isaac, I suppose. But feeling yourself lifted in the air, that to me says like a powerlessness, especially when you're just trying to throw and break these things and they're like reconstituting and coming back to you. So if I'm going to...
Haven't you heard that Josh Groban song? You raise me up.
We're like singing a lot today. We're singing a lot.
This is our new singing podcast. We got to cut it out. Can we edit out all the singing that we ever do?
Nope. I even left in when you sang Supertramp.
Oh.
It's already been published. Sorry, Scott.
Yeah, it's out there, isn't it? All right. So yeah, Groban. What does it mean to dream of Grobans?
So I think we should wrap this one up in a little thesis here. So for me, what I see here is...
Sorry, I'm still laughing at how weird the black thing was.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre. I'm seeing, wrestling with the idea of life changes and things that are out of your control, wanting things for some reason to be different, but maybe not being able to change them, and feeling that this is like reoccurring over time, and then there being some sort of repercussion.
Feeling trapped in the situation.
Yeah, now you're dealing with the repercussion and feeling out of control about it. That's what I would say.
Was that what your mummy definition told you?
It's between the mummies and also the ceramics flying back at him without hurting him.
Hmm.
As in to teach him a lesson without causing any physical harm.
I like that one. That's a pretty good interpretation. I would add that this is not perhaps all bad. I think that we can glean a little bit from that book's definition of the prosperity and stuff coming. Like there may be, like you were glimpsing the other side of if you hold fast past all these tribulations.
Or if you choose to learn from the experience that there could be power and prosperity on the other side of that. I grok that.
Or perhaps the mummy himself had a lot of power and prosperity, and that if you defeated him, you know, Zelda style, get one of his heart pieces, fill up your... I don't know.
Ba-da-da-da!
So yeah, thanks for the dream submission, Isaac. Thank you, lifeguards.
Please, yeah, seriously.
If you're a lifeguard, send us some lifeguard dreams. It's been a while.
Next time you dream of Imhotep. Imhotep. I'd love to hear about it.
Tutankhamun. Connor.
Scott.
You got any dreamlies for me?
You know what? I had kind of like a little dream nugget, and it's funny because it kind of happened two nights in a row. And yeah. I should say that I've been off the apple juice for a while. I feel like it's time to get back on that, because it's been harder for me to remember my dreams. I wonder if it has to do with how vivid they are. However, a friend of mine, she was doing a Kickstarter for her chocolate company in Sedona. And, you know, like I sent in Kickstarter money and I got to choose some of the chocolate that I would get sent. And I got this one bar called Lavender Dream Time. This, by the way, is Chocolita chocolate made in Sedona by Sarah Ann Leslie. It's great stuff. Check it out.
Dang.
That's a plug. So yeah, Lavender Dreamtime.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, and it's kind of like almost like a sea salt dark chocolate with little bits of lavender in it.
Oh, no.
It's really interesting. But I had, I think two nights in a row I had some of this. And this dream that I had was I was getting ready to go on stage and play a concert with the Decemberists, which would be like super great. I would love to do that. And I was going to play Mountain Dulcimer, which I'm not nearly good enough to play Mountain Dulcimer in front of anybody other than
myself. Is that a song or an instrument?
It's an instrument. I have it hanging up here on my wall. I could show you, but I guess you could probably Google it.
Okay.
Like with everybody else. And getting ready to go on, but there's no quarter inch cable for it's an electric. It's got a pickup on it. Not like an electric. It doesn't have like distortion or anything. Although I can.
Oh,
make
weird!
That
it looks
happen,
like
but.
Looks like a bug with no legs.
Okay. So there's no cable for me to plug it in. So like I could play it, but I wouldn't be heard. There's no microphone or anything. So the dream is me scrambling around this venue trying to find a fucking quarter inch cable so I can plug in and I could have this like amazing experience playing with this band that I super respect and like their music. And like they have boxes and boxes of cords and cables, but none of them being your standard quarter inch to quarter inch instrument cable. And I never end up getting to play because I'm just looking for this cable. Then that's it.
That's the whole dream?
That's the dream, is like me being really frustrated, trying to find for a long time while their set is going on and I'm not there playing this quarter inch cable.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
And you already had... That's not a fun one.
Yeah, it was very frustrating.
I do want to be clear, though. This instrument does, in all the images I'm looking at, resemble a head and a thorax with, like, a stringed instrument. Like, it's shaped like a bug, like an ant. It got no legs.
And you did Mountain Dulcimer, yeah?
Appalachian Dulcimer.
Yep.
Musical instrument.
Yep.
So, that's kind of cool. What does it sound like? Do it with your voice, what it kind of sounds
like.
Well,
I could just do it right here.
Is it like a twingo, twingo?
No. Let me just pull it down.
Okay, okay.
I suppose I just have a little twango twango here.
Oh!
Thank you, everybody. Okay, this has been our Appalachian Mountain Dulcimer podcast.
To our Dulcimer cast. That's actually really cool. I like that a lot. That's some Grand Ole Opry sounding, like old school stuff. Here's what I'm gonna freestyle on your dream. Oh man, it always comes back to this with dreams too, but I kind of love it for this. So you have this opportunity probably that's presented itself in an abstract way, and the only thing that's keeping you back is totally out of your hands. Like there's just nothing you can do about it. You know, and the life is gonna have those frustrating moments where you do get invited to play with the Novemberists and you don't have the right cable. You've got a USB 1.0 and you need a 2.0.
Yeah, I feel similarly. I mean, for me, if I really break it down, the opportunity's there. Like, I could go and do it, but the problem is I'm ready, I'm able, but I can't be heard. Like, I'm not being heard. And that's the problem.
Is the instrument significant, or is it significant at all that it is the Januarists that you're, like, trying to join on stage? Are these significant, like, in any...
I think it's...
On
I've
their
been,
own merits?
For my birthday, my girlfriend got me one of their albums on vinyl, so I've been listening to them quite a bit.
Okay.
And I really like playing their music myself, but I think it could have been... I think it could have been any band, really, but the fact that maybe it's that it is a very niche instrument. And, you know, I think this is an allegory to my career success in that I feel like I got something special here and I'm just not being heard, you know, to get on, to get onto the big stage. You know what I'm saying?
To be just Oktoberist's level
right.
of fame and fortune.
Yeah.
As a result. Huh. That's, all right, let me, is there any terms in specific? And how many times did you have this dream? You had it twice?
Two nights in a row, yeah.
Two nights in a row. That Lavender Dream, dude.
Yeah, Lavender Dream Time by Chocolita Chocolates. It seemed to give me some frustrating dreams.
So I'm trying to find like a concert or like what would be the closest like Middle Eastern equivalent to an Appalachian dulcimer?
Like a lute or a zither? Is that a thing? Yeah, dude, probably the fucking zither. That's pretty damn close.
Is that a Z?
Yeah.
Let's see if they got lute. They got lunatic.
Okay.
All right, we got lute, see musicians, singing, string instruments.
Yeah, string instruments. There you
go. String instruments it is. Wow, I just got to read this whole thing sometime. These are kind of bonkers. Holy shit, Stone Coffin was in here. Okay, string instrument. Seeing string instruments in a dream means recovering from an illness, or they can represent a man's spinal cord.
Okay. Different.
All good? We're clear? All right.
Yeah, okay, good. Moving on. So this one says, to see musical instruments in your dream indicates an expectation of fun and pleasure. You're focused on enjoying life and all that it has to offer. Could also represent your talents and ability to communicate with others. Talent. Alternatively, the dream may be telling you that you have been played or taken advantage of.
Okay. Wait, so you've been... Oh, man.
Played That's like a fiddle, Mountain.
Played like a fiddle. Okay, so there's actually some... It's another one of those very specific ones. You never ended up making music with it, correct?
Unfortunately so.
Okay, so seeing string instruments in a dream also means gaining some understanding about human nature or the physiology of a human being. If you see yourself playing an instrument in front of the governor's house in a... No, that's not it. That's not what happened. Wow, this is really weird.
In front of the governor's house?
Yeah. So you never played... the string didn't break. You just couldn't find a cable. Holy cannoli, man. There's a lot here for string instruments. So it looks like it's about sort of discovering some aspect of yourself and your spine.
Ooh.
Is what I'm getting out of this. And then you can't get this insight into that you need about yourself because of forces that are just not your fault, just right out of your hands. Yeah, you don't have the cable.
You would think the music venue would have some more instrument cable.
You know what it is? It's all these subpar indie band. I actually don't know the Februarists that well. I don't know what kind of genre they are.
Yeah, I mean they're not that obscure. They're pretty popular.
No, I know. I've heard a few of their songs. I do like the few songs that I've heard.
It's like folky.
It is. It reminds me as if like folky.
But not hokey. So yeah, I think we did pretty well unpacking that there, guy.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, no, I haven't had breaking a string of my instrument while playing in front of the governor's house dream in a little while.
Yeah, one of those governor concert dreams.
Yeah, where I just like gotta play for the governor again. They keep calling me. They love my stuff.
Oh man.
It keeps comparing me to Springsteen.
So as always, we welcome any dream submissions you guys have, even if it's one from your childhood, even if it's a weird one that your dad told you, just send it our way.
Yeah.
We love unpacking these things and We have many routes through which you may do it. We have our Twitter account, which is at Dreamboatcast, correct?
That's correct. It's the same as our Facebook, at Dreamboatcast.
Mm-hmm. Dreamboatpodcast@gmail.com.
If you want to send also audio files, as long as they're, you know, understandable and not too large, we can kind of cut those into the podcast. We do that once in a while.
Mm-hmm. That's cool stuff. And as always, I am Scott. I mean, are we wrapping up here? Or
yeah, I think so.
We didn't get to our other submission.
I think time-wise, I think it's going to be too much. Also, if you could share us with your friends, that would be fantastic. Or people you think might like it. Tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your friend's mom. Like us on iTunes if you give us a rating, and also importantly a review. That would be super duper super duper cool.
That would be great. Also, one way to get your friends and family into this podcast is to ask for their dreams and then let us analyze it and be like, hey, look, Ma, we done analyzed your Governor's Mansion concert dream.
And then your mom will finally know why she keeps dreaming about playing the harp for the governor.
We all want to know. Well, as always, thank you for joining us for this bout of dream analysis. As always, with me, my co-host here,
Connor, and the guy,
myself, Scott.
He himself, Scott himself, the Scott.
The Scott. Well, thanks for joining us, and just remember to keep walking on a dream. How can I explain?
Bon floating on the dream cloud. don't forget to dream.
Don't forget to dream.
If you don't sleep, then you'll never dream. So get some sleep.
That's what they said.